This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 9th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and pleasant evening across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm under clear skies. A perfect night to be out if you can. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes back at Iran's attempt to shape a new reality in the Middle East, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, a senior IDF officer claims Hezbollah's morale is low. The IDF is effectively targeting drone operators, reports Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israelis face yet another wartime flare after Iranian fire, as reported by Forward this afternoon. Separately, Congressman Thomas Massie has called for a probe into the USS Liberty incident, raising conspiracy theories on the House floor. This comes from JTA's report this afternoon. And finally, the departing president of Emmanuel Synagogue reflects on the congregation's strength as a new president is elected, according to the Australian Jewish News just in. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports that the Iraqi prime minister is taking urgent actions to prevent militias from escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. This was posted earlier today. Tomer Persico shares a controversial opinion on social media, alleging a deliberate ethnic cleansing in the West Bank by the current Israeli government. This was posted just minutes ago. Danny Dannon, a former Israeli ambassador, calls for the cancellation of charges against Prime Minister Netanyahu after the International Criminal Court suspends its chief prosecutor. He shared this view earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Israel's recent military action is a response to Iran's missile attack. Officials believe that not responding could have altered regional power dynamics. The strikes underscore Israel's commitment to countering Iranian influence and maintaining regional stability. Turning to Walla's coverage, a senior IDF officer highlights that Hezbollah's reduced morale is evident in their reliance on drones. The IDF's technological advancements allow precise targeting of drone operators. This capability strengthens Israel's defense against aerial threats. Meanwhile, according to Forward, Israelis are once again finding themselves in safe rooms as tensions with Iran escalate. Social media becomes a lifeline for many, offering a sense of community during these challenging times. The ongoing conflict impacts daily life, altering the sense of normalcy for many Israelis. Separately, JTA reports that Congressman Massie's call for a USS Liberty probe revives old conspiracy theories. The incident, where Israel mistakenly attacked a U.S. warship in 1967, remains a sensitive topic. The call for a probe could strain U.S.-Israel relations if it gains traction. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, Emmanuel Synagogue's leadership transition signals continuity amid change. The synagogue prepares for a new senior rabbi, ensuring that it remains a pillar of strength for its community. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Bagheera's IPO on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange has resulted in a $230 million windfall for its founding family. This defense simulator maker's valuation highlights the strength of Israel's tech sector. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that the tax authority will now use artificial intelligence to review all tax reports. This shift aims to increase revenue without imposing new taxes, reflecting a push towards tech-driven efficiency. And finally, Walla Business reports that foreign workers are entering Israel's defense industries for the first time. This move addresses manpower shortages amid increased activity due to ongoing conflicts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.